We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
John is with me on the line today. John, you got in touch about the Irish flag. What's your issue?
Yeah, hi Andrea, how you doing?
Good.
I don't know, I've noticed that this kind of symbolism creeping around Dublin and roundabouts and into streets and things like that, and there's I was concerned that it's been, in your words, hijacked to symbolise something else. Like, I remember Ireland when we had the flags were everywhere because we were in a tournament or we were doing well in something and everybody celebrated the flag, and now it just seems to be being used as a weapon against people that, like, as I see, we need in our country to help us. You know, I see it in hospitals, I see it in all kind of forms of work life, where without some of these people coming in, that this flag is being used against, our economy, our work would just fall apart. Like, I can't see the logical reason in wanting to stop these people coming into the country. We're sending envoys out to all over the world to try and encourage people to come back home to Ireland, who I see don't want to come home. Yet we've got an abundance of people who want to come to this country to work, to live, to be part of our community, because we're the land of 1,000 welcomes. And yet when they land here, they get nothing but abuse. They get beaten up. They get all sorts of, vitriol thrown against them for wanting to come here to better themselves because they see how good we are.
So you think the Irish flag, John, that it has been weaponized then, you think?
Oh, absolutely, 100%, yeah. Yeah, I see it in areas, especially around Dublin at the moment, but it's creeping out kind of past the border on roads and houses and streets and everything, where it's just taken over. And I honestly can't see why these people think that these people that shouldn't come here. Like, you've got like a doctor and a nurse, I think, that was assaulted there a couple of months ago because of their nationality. Yet those very same people who would assault these people when they go into the hospitals will be treated by the very people that they're campaigning shouldn't be here. And my wife works with in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin.
Does she? Okay.
And I would say 70% of the staff that's in there would be classed as foreign nationals coming here to better themselves. Mm-hmm. And they do the jobs that Irish people simply won't do.
Mm-hmm. So you hear it from your wife about the commentary and protest that some of her colleagues are dealing with?
Yeah, poison that's thrown at them because of the colour of their skin or their accent, things like that. And I find it, because I spent many years abroad myself.
Did you? Okay.
And when our kids were born, my wife said to me, "John, we're going home because I want our kids to grow up in Ireland, because it's such a friendly place. It's such a homely atmosphere for children to grow up in." And I'm lucky my kids are well beyond needing that environment around them. And thankfully we've encouraged them to be more open-minded about the country we live in. Whereas I see it from every age group. I hear it, I see it around how disgraceful we behave and we act and we treat the people who come here to help us.
How were you treated? Or where were you actually?
I was in Australia.
Yeah. So you were that person who emigrated. You left.
Yes, I was one of those people that emigrated because there was nothing here. And now we have this fantastic, seemingly booming economy where we want people to come home.
Mm.
But why would you bring somebody, why would you bring children back here to witness the behaviour, the tear that when you go away, you're welcomed with open arms because these countries want you there to help them do what we're trying to do here, which is prosper. And I just don't see it. Yeah.
No,
I don't see the logic in it.
There's no question. I mean, I've no doubt a lot of our listeners are going to get in touch. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, to tell us about the Irish flag being raised on flagposts and lampposts right around the country. A new thing that has happened. And look, there's no question about it, John. For some people, it is to do with the team that they support. For others, it is to do with identity. But for some, there is no question, it is often used as a weapon and to intimidate. But you think that more often than not, that's the point.
Yes, I find that there seems to be a cohort of people who they are very intelligent and but they're able to manipulate people around them to believe that they're being abused or that stuff has been taken away from them, that these people are getting more than they deserve or more than what they perceive Irish people are entitled to, and it's obviously not the fact, but it's very hard to change that mindset when it's become ingrained and it's been driven by people who seem to have an ulterior agenda to what the flag actually represents to me anyway.
Lister Harris
would be a nationalist.
Yeah, why should people be ashamed of flying their own flag? I have mine flying high and proud, says this listener. Stay with me, John, for a moment. Christina's on the line. Christina, what does the Irish flag mean to you? Have we got Christina? No, we'll reconnect with Christina in a moment. Listener says, we should have a national day of solidarity for multiculturalism where everyone puts up their Irish flags and St. Patrick's Day, you know, memorabilia and different things to drown out the negativity surrounding the flag and to reclaim it for the majority of Irish people. Mortimer is with me on the line. Mortimer, what does the Irish flag mean to you?
I would be of the similar opinion to your last speaker. I think it's inclusivity, and if you look at it, it's green, white and orange, and obviously we know what the green part is, that's the nationalist side of things. You know what the orange is about, that's supposed to be, originally it was the Protestants or the centre, and the white is about unity and peace and inclusivity. Mm. And I certainly don't see the Irish flag as something that you hang up on a pole leave it hang in all sorts of weather and it ends up like a dishcloth. I think that's disrespecting the flag. And also, I don't like it when I see, particularly on social media, all the accounts, some of them are bot accounts now, with the tricolour across, and all they're spewing is hate and vitriol. And I think that's weaponising the Irish flag. The Irish flag, to me, is something of inclusivity. It's of being proud of being Irish. It's represented in many ways. Love it at All-Ireland hurling finals and All-Ireland football finals.
Yeah.
Or even at Olympics, sporting events abroad when we win a gold and you see the flag being raised. And that particular moment is very, very important. I also see the flag as being our Irishness. And Irishness can be anything from our language, music, whatever. But it certainly is not for scrawling hatred on, writing on it. It's certainly not for bringing along to marches against people who come into this country. And as your last speaker said, people who work in hospitals, who work in our hotels and restaurants, etc., and pay their taxes and also help out our economy. They're now involved in our sports as well, even our culture, football, hurling. You meet more and more of people who have come from abroad. Some were born here of parents who had come from abroad. And I see nothing wrong with that. But the hatred and the vitriol and the way the Irish flag was used would make you ashamed to be Irish, to be honest.
Right. What about you, Claire? Do you see any harm in flying the Irish flag?
No, I do not. I think that it's a pride of place. I would equate flying the Irish flag with speaking the Irish language. It's our own. It doesn't mean that you're excluding anyone. In fact, actually, it's more inclusive, because what a wonderful place to come to a country that that embraces its own culture, which means that it is capable then of embracing other cultures and making them feel welcome and at home.
Depends the circumstances in which it's flown, though, doesn't it? You know, if you're at a march or a protest, and the Irish flag appears at that, and the protest is against immigration or migration to the country. Like, if it's used in that instance, do you still think it represents that same piece?
Well, I would have thought that. Then you're talking about a protest rather than the flag. This is a different topic.
Do you fly a flag at your house?
I have one here.
Yeah. And would you ever put it up? Would you raise it?
Oh, sure. Why not?
You would, yeah.
March 17th. Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
You see, like, I grew up in border area, and we were very, very, like, we were right beside Finnair Camp, which was a huge Defence Forces, it still is, Defence Forces base. So there was an awful lot of soldiers and army members lived in our community, and you went to school with them. And at various different times of the year, I remember as a child, you'd often see the Irish flag, you know, erected outside their house, or it might be flown at various different reasons at half mast, or people might have it in their window. And you might ask as a kid, why is that? And you're actually, that's so-and-so, and they're in the Defence Forces, and they fly the flag with pride, and there's no issue with that. There's no issue with people raising the flag outside their house or in their garden for whatever. But it depends on the reason, though, Claire, does it not?
I mean, if you're talking about protesting, you know, people fly all kinds of stuff for protests. I mean, you know, but just on the subject alone of the tricolour, I mean, exactly where that area you're talking about, close to the border, I'm sure that. It would be a dim view would be taken if you were to fly the Union Jack. So flags can be quite powerful and a powerful statement.
There's a listener here suggesting we need to change the flag to a green rectangle with a golden harp in the middle. Orange doesn't belong on our flag, says this listener. Another texter says the Irish flag is the people's emblem, not a corporate logo. Another listener too suggesting that every flag that has been put up recently is simply used to intimidate. If not, why were they not being erected and put up before? Asks this listener. What about you, Fergus Finlay, Irish Examiner columnist? Do you see an issue with more people now flying the flag?
I don't think people are flying the flag. I think there's a movement. I think there's an agency. I think there's something behind it. This isn't just spontaneous putting up of flags. You drive around Dublin any day of the week and you'll see flag after flag after flag on lamppost after lamppost after lamppost. Somebody's doing this. There's tens of thousands of euro being spent. There are men, equipment, ladders, trucks being used to do this. It's not a spontaneous thing. It's not proud householders going out in the day and putting up a flag. There's nothing spontaneous about this at all. You can't drive around Dublin and look at them without realising that this is a conspiracy. This is being done deliberately. And it's deeply sinister.
Well, we have had the council had to remove in some cases to remove flags, and there's obviously the Raise the Colours campaign in the UK and some people calling then for here in Ireland, you know, for the Irish to form part of the Raise the Colours and similar to the Union Jack, fly the Irish flag here in Ireland as well. But for some people, like I've messages here today from people who say they're afraid now to hoist the flag outside their house for fear that they, you know, that they would be seen as being anti-immigration.
Well, I can tell you now, Andrea, you needn't believe a word of that. That is absolute nonsense. There is nobody hoisting flags outside their house. There are people driving around with trucks and ladders, putting these flags up all over. The first time I saw this, and it completely shocked me at the time because I hadn't seen it before, was in Ballybrack Village. not too far from where I live, where there was a building that was going to be used to house refugees. It was burned down and so on. But before it was burned down, every lamppost for 100 yards around the crossroad where it was festooned with large professional flags. This is a professional operation that's going on. There is no spontaneous movement of citizens wanting to put up a flag in celebration of what? Nothing. And there's no spontaneous movement of citizens afraid to put up a flag. There is an organised movement going on to put up what I call othering flags. These are flags that are designed to say to others, get out of here. You're not welcome here. And we've got to stand up to it.
Now, so you think it has been hijacked then?
I know it has been hijacked. I know it. You can't see it any other way. Tens of thousands of euro, maybe hundreds of thousands of euro, has been spent putting up these flags and degrading them. They're not just being put up, they're being degraded. They're tied to lampposts in a way that they can't flutter. They're just hanging there, damp, bedraggled. I wrote in the Examiner this morning that on my way past, I don't know why I didn't, I saw one of them lying in half in the gutter, half on the pavement. It had been walked on. It had been shat on by dogs. It was awful. It was a degraded Irish flag. I wanted to get out of my car and gather it up and put it in the boot. And I decided I didn't want to attract attention. And I'm kind of ashamed of myself for not doing it now.
So is it just, John, you're still with us and you got in touch with us, you know, about this particular issue today. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But like, have we lost respect? Have we lost respect, John, for the flag?
I hear some of the people ringing in there and they're talking about it. It seems to me what's forgotten about is are you flying the flag because you love being Irish and living in Ireland, or are you flying the flag to warn people not to come here? Like there's the Irish flag will be lifted over the Arras today as a symbol of our new president, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You're going to see sporting events now over the next, like, you've the Irish team playing, and if they win, which hopefully they do and do us proud, you're going to see Irish flags being thrown to players to throw around their shoulders to say, thank you, fantastic, you're Irish, you've done us proud. Yet these flags are being used for something they're not they were never meant to do.
Well, just on that, actually, Dr. Anthony Haughey is with us. Anthony's an artist and lecturer at TU Dublin. Can the meaning of the meaning of flags, does that typically change over time, Anthony?
Yes, it does. I mean, flags are contested at the best of times. If you think to early conflicts, and the flag bearer would be carrying the flag into battle. It was a symbol of nationalism, of dominance. And when the flag falls, theoretically the state falls. But in this case, we have shifted. I mean, some of the comments have been really interesting. I think there's a lot of confusion now over the flag. I find it myself when I'm walking through the streets, and one of your speakers spoke about these, you know, half-mast flags on flagpoles, which is really sad. But I think it's confused people. So on one hand, it's a symbol of nationalism, and now on the other hand, it's become this kind of far-right weaponization of racism. One good example, actually, is the New Zealand flag. There was an attempt to change that a few years back, and an open call for people to redesign the flag. Now, what's interesting, the outcome of that was they didn't change the flag, because in the referendum, people voted to keep the original. And I think Ireland would be very similar. As you said yourself, you live in the border area, so do I. Mm. I'm very familiar with the north as well. Flags have always been weaponized. We know they mark territory.
Yeah.
We know that they, you know, when you walk through Belfast these days and you see the Union flag and underneath that, you know, the flag of Israel, we know these are about allegiances. These are deep held symbolism. But at the end of this, you know, nobody can really own the flag. It's not copyrighted. People can use it in different ways. But what is really important is, can we identify the people who stand behind the flag? That's probably most important.
Okay.
Thing.
Well, it's funny. Alan has got in touch and he says, you know, it's a funny old country. I'm looking at Ukrainian and Palestinian flags hanging all over the place for the last 3 years. There isn't a word about it. And now our national flag is hanging in a few spots around the country and there's uproar and offence. Please explain why it's so offensive to hang our own flag, to have our own flag hanging in our country. Another listener tells me, I live in Dublin 3. There's flags on every single pole. The local council and local councillors were contacted and we were told that although it is illegal to put these up these flags, the council won't send people in to remove them in case of any potential altercation. It's hard to know how to react when the people putting the flags up are just allowed to do so and we have to let it happen. We haven't lost respect for the flag, but there are small groups who are ruining it for the rest of us and it seems that they're getting away with it. And a listener too says, Fergus Finlay's dead right. The flag of St George is being misused in the UK and for the very same reasons. Emails lunchtime live at newstalk.com. John, thanks a million for getting in touch to raise the issue. If you want to do so, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. That's Claire Mortimer, also Anthony Haughey as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.